Radio 2, it's precisely 4:30.
I am Paul Weller.
It's the ultimate music question.
My favourite musical year would be 1967.
We want you to vote for your favourite year of music over the last half century.
It was 20 years ago today.
The year you think produced the best singles, albums, artists and music trends.
There's the year of Sgt. Pepper and all the whole concept album thing.
You can check out details of each year on our website, place your vote and add your comments at bbc.co.uk/radio2.
But I thought there's just some amazing singles out there. There was See Emily Play, Pink Floyd. Just fantastic sounds, and I like the whole psychedelic thing as well.
Emily tries but misunderstands.
You can also text your chosen year and your reasons to 88291, and you'll be able to hear the results of Radio 2's Ultimate Music Year in a special program with me, Simon Mayo, this Christmas, online, on digital, and on 88-91 FM.
Thank you, Simon. That's brilliant. Just getting the boys sorted out. We'll be right with you. Okay, we're just going to... I'm not sure if Tim and Janie can hear me. They're out in the green room with Il Divo. So, hello. How are you, boys?
Good.
Fantastic.
There you are. Give yourselves a round of applause. Okay. It's Tim and Janie.
Hi there, Steve. We've got all the guys here, and Tim's going to introduce them.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, they're all brothers, of course, the Il Divo brothers. Sebastian.
How you doing?
Carlos. I told you to wear your name badge, but not on your forehead.
No, well, okay, right.
David, and this is the difficult one. I've been learning this for the last 5 minutes at least. Now, it's spelt U-R-S. I said it's Urs, and it's please, put me right.
Well, I say Urs.
Urs. Yeah. Thank you. So, anyway, David, how is everybody? You're incredibly busy. You've not seen Simon Cowell for weeks, but you're doing okay, you guys, aren't you?
Well, we're doing okay. I mean, it's very busy. We're all very tired. I think we're sort of in a permanent state of jet lag at this point. We've released Encore all around the world, so we're trying to be everywhere at once. And it's tough to be in Australia and UK at the same time.
You know, when you look back years and years ago, you must have watched Top of the Pops or similar music shows. Could you ever have imagined that classical music could be in there in that form?
Well, I didn't know the show before we did it a couple of days ago, actually. And we received a lot of private messages from the fans, which says that normally a classical band, you know, in that kind of show, that doesn't exist. Mm. So we really got surprised.
You must be thrilled, though, that you've actually brought classical music right into that pop mainstream. It's incredible, actually.
Well, actually, at one time, classical music was the pop mainstream. So it's more like it's come full circle in a way.
And yet this second album contains your, what, operatic classical versions of pop songs?
Yeah, well, yes, in a way. Yeah, which takes...
I thought that was a fair description, actually. Where's the problem?
Hi, guys.
Hello, you're doing.
How you doing? Listen, Janie here has just Il Divo.
Oh,
good. Is not yelling every time in your house.
And his nose has gotten even longer.
Yes, thank you. Now, can I ask you about your look? Because you all have different looks, but on the cover of the album, you're with the collars undone and everything, and you've got the suits on. That is the kind of look that tells me that you've just had sex and that you're punching the air on the way home.
You are right, absolutely right.
You too, no? Just before the interview.
Yeah, look at you.
But is the look, where's the look from? That's a classic Italian look.
You know, just when we had done that first record and we had established a sound and we thought we have to create something that matches up with it, you know? And I remember our first test photo shoot. We tried leather jackets, we tried sneakers, we tried jeans and shirts and stuff. It just did not work. And then we came in contact with another stylist and he was on very good terms with Mr. Armani. And he just presented Il Divo to him, and Armani said, yes, I'm going to dress those guys. That seems interesting.
And it's a kind of look that really, I suppose, appeals to women. Women will think, while you're on stage, you're taking them out, almost. And you've gone to the trouble of dressing up.
I love it.
Is that right?
Yes, it's not trouble. It's a good thing.
Well, you know, but also the other thing I notice is that you're all the heartthrobs. You know, when you get a band, you get a geeky one, you get a quiet one, you get a noisy one, you get a sexy one, but you're all the sexy one. Where's the geeky one? With all due respect, you're kind of manufactured, but you're not. You're actually yourselves, aren't you?
No, that's true. I mean, we were brought together much in the same way that an opera company will bring its cast together to put on a production. But the difference is, this is not a storyline, this is not a theatrical ism. We were brought together for our voices and for who we are.
Yeah.
We have this fantastic relationship with each other. We have a great sense of humor with each other, and it's the thing that keeps us going when we're falling asleep in the car going from place to place because we're in a different bed every night, you know, going from country to country.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that proves your theory then.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, you're right. Different bed every night. Yeah. He's absolutely right. I agree 100%.
Are you going to have musical differences? Are you going to split up because some of you maybe want to move away from the slightly more pop side of opera?
It's too early to think about our own career. Obviously, we are so busy with all the promotion that we have that we're just thinking about Il Divo. But in the future, who knows? Well, it depends on the audience. And we are absolutely different, each of us. And I like very much Tom Jones. He like techno. He like Fritz Wunderlich and his wife. And Nils and Sebastian. Yeah.
He likes his wife. That's what he said. She sings in the bath.
Yeah.
I like his wife as well, do you? I'm going to get back in the studio. You round up out here and I'll go and line something up.
All right,
what track am I playing from the album?
Duet with Celine Dion, I Believe in You.
Okay, all right, I'll go and line that up. Very nice to meet you guys, and I'll leave you with these two. Can you wrap it up, Janie? And look after yourself, you're still fragile.
Wrap up and keep warm. So, guys, what's next for you then?
We're promoting this album till Christmas. Then we cut about 2 weeks off, which is a great blessing for us. And then we start preparing for the tour. In January, a lot of rehearsals. And then February, we start kicking off in New York for a month in North America. Then here to the UK, rest of Europe, then Australia, then back to America.
Busy then?
Yeah, busy.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in. Thank you.
The path you have chosen, a restless road, no turning back. One day you will find your light again. Don't you know? Don't let go, be strong. I believe in you. Follow your dreams.
the production, isn't it? More strings. From their new album, Operatic Quartet Il Divo. Thank you, boys. Celine's in there as well. Hey, Celine. Why the long face? Oh, I'm exhausted now.
Brand new drama on BBC One. A tale of envy.
They said it would all be mine.
Greed.
It's all set up. You do this, and we win everything.
Passion.
In another life, I'd make a pass at you.
In another life, I'll let you.
Anger.
Job. Leave me alone!
What really goes on in the kitchen when the gloves are off?
Two rabbit, one marrow, table seven, what's my name?
Yeah.
James McAvoy.
What about me?
Keely Hawes.
Now you're the real thing.
Shakespeare retold. Macbeth, next Monday night at 8:30 on BBC One.
Cool. I think they say cool in these new versions.
Steve Wright in the afternoon on Radio 2.
Regret the excuses that I